feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me he.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789 in Texas. At that same number, it's Wednesday at 10 o'clock. That means Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you got to be busy as a bee right now.
Oh, yeah. I think we all need to be as much as possible with... What are we, 6 days left, Earl, in this critical election?
You know, Dr. Craig, I was talking about, what Tim Michaels had to say, that if he gets elected this time, Wisconsin will never, ever have to worry about there ever being another Democratic governor. So he talked as if he knew this with a surety. And that if he gets elected, he doesn't have to worry about, Democrats. He's going to deliver those 10 electoral votes every time, for the Republican Party. And you don't have to be a Dr. Robert Craig to understand he's got. That's something that he's assured of, that the Republican Party has kind of finagled and have in their minds if he gets elected, because he's not the only guy. They're all talking like that.
Yeah, you've known a lot of elected officials, Earl, and certainly there is always been, if you talk to them, they get beleaguered by elections. Some of them kind of wish they didn't have to go and do it, whatever their term is. And there's always been, back to the founding of the Republic, folks who have tried to figure out how they could have an easier time, be in a safer district, though the science of gerrymandering was not nearly as advanced as it is today. We really haven't had a party. And that's why this is a threat to democracy, one of our two major political parties that actually wants to end democracy itself in order to hold power, no matter what, not just for themselves individually, but for their party. And we already have a system where Republicans have lost the popular vote for president 7 of the last 8 elections, and yet they've packed the Supreme Court and they've held office a whole heck of a lot more than that. And that's not good enough for them. In other words, the bias in the system against one person, one vote isn't strong enough to guarantee Republican rule, and therefore they want to fix it even further. And that is the path towards Viktor Orban's Hungary. That's what he's done. He's technically reelected. Technically, they're a constitutional republic. It's just that he can't lose. He's like the house in a casino. And and that's why Republicans are fascinated by Hungary and Orban, Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson, their top media personality. And it looks like Tim Michaels is cut out of the same cloth.
Dr. Craig, it's a dead heat with Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and two-term United States Senator Ron Johnson. For people who don't understand, the more you hear Republicans talk about how great Ron Johnson is doing, the flip is really what the truth of the matter is. To unseat a two-term United States Senator is kind of almost unheard of, yet Mandela Barnes and the Democratic Party is on the precipice of doing just that. And we're 6 days away from making that happen. Who would have ever believed, Dr. Craig, that any Democrat, let alone a young man like Mandela Barnes, would be on the precipice of defeating a two-term, well-heeled United States Senator Ron Johnson? I mean, it's the work that's been done, right?
this is the American dream, right, Earl?
Yes,
I mean,
I know, but...
aren't we supposed to root for the underdog?
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to root for the little school in Hoosiers, the little rural school? Aren't we supposed to root for Rocky? Though later in that, they then make Apollo Creed a hero as well, to their credit, and later in sequels to that movie. But I'm just saying, it's weird. We've gotten to an area where it's just crass, where Phil Sultan won't even condemn an attack on the Speaker of the House, an attempt to kidnap her and to assault her 80-something-year-old husband with a hammer, and then where they'll end democracy in order to gain power and say it outright. But now we root for the rich guy who married into his fortune, Ron Johnson, and into his business. Instead of the middle class guy from the north side of Milwaukee who feels it in his bones that he wants to be there to represent us. And it's hard to see how anyone thinks Ron Johnson represents anyone but himself and his wealthy donors. And so it's just stunning that so many people are kind of for the overdog and hate the underdog.
Well, and especially people who should be for the underdog, because the underdog is a lot closer to their realities than the overdog, right? Certainly the average Wisconsinite and even, you know, Milwaukee County and other places is closer with a Mandela Barnes and his way of life and his upbringing than they are with a guy like Ron Johnson. That's why I've never understood why, you know, the average people think that Tim Michaels and Ron Johnson somehow represent them.
Well, that the underdog story has that baked into it. That the person is like us, just comes from, you know, the general public, from the working class, and manages by a mix of talent and hard work and ethics, you know, morality, to get ahead. And so we used to want people who actually reflected our communities, that actually were of us and from us. And now, the U.S. Senate, Mandela has been very consistent about talking about this, is a millionaires' club. And that explains why its policy is so detached from the needs and aspirations of average people, not only the middle class, but struggling communities as well, that just want the right, the opportunity to become middle class and get their share of the American dream.
You know, Dr. Craig, and even if that wasn't what floated your boat, shouldn't you think that the racial assaults that have been levied against Mandela Barnes in 2022 by Ron Johnson and these conservative outlets, the flat-out bigoted, racist accounts that all of us know what's at the root of it, that you would say that would tell people, hey, I don't want to be a part of that. We know what that is. Right? I mean, you would think that people who are Christians and whatnot would say no to that. But instead, as you stated in this email, latest email, greedy corporations and billionaires don't want to lose Ron Johnson as their rubber stamp in the Senate. That's why they are bankrolling tens of millions of dollars in racially coded ads slandering Mandela Barnes. I mean, everybody knows that. Everybody sees that. They know it's at the root of those things, right?
Yeah, we're way beyond what used to be called in dueling the queen or sword fighting the Queensbury rules, right? And it's been a long process of this moral degradation. And you make a good point, Earl. It's not only, I mean, you have to blame the people doing it, using these symbols, dividing us for their own purposes. So the billionaires, the corporations that benefit from this, the greedy ones. But also there's an audience that is buying this and wants to buy it. And so their constant communication, it's sort of weird. Conservatives, traditionally, if you want to talk about, you know, in the 19th century, a lot of the 20th century, had this idea that they were the party of morality and decency, right?
Right.
There's no decency now. In fact, they make a They make it a kind of a virtue to be rude and bullying and to haze people. It's the morality of the fraternity brothers, the stereotypical ones in a movie or
right.
book. And so race has been being used this way for a long time. I mean,
But Dr. Craig, the way it is right now,
it's gotten worse. So Ronald Reagan, look, his welfare mother stereotype, a completely made-up story, was vicious and awful.
Right.
And a lot of people want to believe it when it says something about
yeah, coming
that,
in from
right?
Right.
But he didn't do wall-to-wall ads. So what happens is I think every kind of moral compromise to get ahead and hold power justifies the next one, and it's the road to degradation and the end of any civil society, because we need to be able to respect one another and have a civil discourse in order to have a democracy. And so it's gross. Not only we turn the TV and see these ads, and you have people who say, "Oh, crime's a real problem, so it's not racist." No, it's both. Right? People are concerned about public safety, but putting a black face on it, that is a racially coded thing that's been used to justify inequality for a very, very long time, not only during slavery times, but after, in order to reinstall and hold on to Jim Crow. And after that, and by a different form, Jim Crow would by another name.
And Dr. Craig, is getting nastier and nastier each time.
And it will get nastier. And the ultimate end of this is to say that a group of people are subhuman, and you know where that goes.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, and so we're along that road. That's why I like to call it pre-fascist, Earl. I mean, this has all the emotions of, and it leads you in that direction. Yes, we don't have death camps yet, but if we continue this way, that is a risk. I think Viktor Orban's Hungary, where the Republicans never lose, is the next step in this process if they're successful. Unfortunately, you can't talk to the billionaires and people who profit from this and politicians who just care about power and convince them to do the right thing. The only way to do that is to punish them at the ballot box and take away their power. And so it's good that we're talking about this, but ultimately this is on us. People who still believe in democracy and decency and lifting all boats and creating a truly socially just, equal society to actually win this election and then win a lot further elections and other victories that actually help people
so, Dr. Craig,
after elections.
Hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2727. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, I get you can only focus on what's happening in the state where you live, and that's why it's so critically important that we at least take care of business here. But the more I look at other Senate races, and it becomes frustrating because the Republicans, it doesn't matter where they are, what state they're in, they're speaking out of the same hymnal. And it seems to be working. They're doing this exact same thing. The plan is a national plan. Doesn't matter, whether it's in Kansas City, Pittsburgh, where Las Vegas, where Georgia, wherever it is, it's resonating with people, and it looks like an uphill climb. And what are your thoughts? Because the fact that the inflation issue, the economy issue, I mean, all of those things clearly are issues that whoever wins the Senate or the House are going to catch hell, be it Democrat or Republican, trying to address these issues, because they're neither Democrat nor Republican, yet Republicans have been able to pin the tail on the donkey of the Democrats, and that's the reason the economy is in the condition it's in. And so how do you begin to educate people in this short period of time to know that this is global and, it's going to take some time to change it.
Unfortunately, if say the Republicans take the House or the House and Senate, but President Biden will still be president and still be blamed. They will try to escape any blame for preventing him from doing anything.
Right.
I mean, if you want really dysfunctional government, give them part of it, because they're no longer a constructive party that's interested in solutions. Kevin McCarthy, who he's the front runner as a minority leader to be speaker, and he's done everything to become speaker. He's a very ambitious man, has talked about using the debt ceiling vote, which is a pointless vote. It's about paying our bills. It's not about approving new spending. The Congress already approved the spending. Using that as leverage and holding it hostage, in other words, threatening to crash the American and the world economy, as we're the largest economy, it would be devastating, in order to get massive cuts and things in major social programs, and likely cuts in things like Social Security and Medicare. And so this isn't like government. This isn't negotiation between two equal branches. It's hostage taking, and they've been doing that for a while now. But as far as this election, look, there are some real like headwinds we're facing. We face the natural headwind that presidents tend to, the party of a president tends to lose ground in their first midterm election. And especially when they hold power in Congress, though Democrats barely do. And so by that standard, the Republicans should pick up the House and probably the Senate, given how close it is, just by that natural force. Then you add inflation, which is very visible to people and visceral. And the problem is, politics can be very unfair, Earl. They don't realize that they might not have a job if it wasn't for President Biden, because we've had incredible employment numbers, and continued to, which is because of Biden's policies, because they didn't lose their job, right? In a way, you only think about something that's happening to you is not something that didn't, right?
Right.
If someone had prevented the 9/11 attack, the terrorist attack, then it wouldn't even be a big issue because it wouldn't have happened. It's almost like it had to happen and we had to have a tragedy for able to be a hero around it, which is perverse, but it's true. So you have those headwinds. Then you have that the Democrats had such a narrow majority and there's such a big tent coalition of parts that don't really agree. I mean, everything from Bernie Sanders to Joe Manchin is not a coherent ideology, right?
Right.
And so, frankly, Tony Evers to Bernie Sanders, it's hard to square that, too, and that's not as big a divide. The result is that government, it was very hard for President Biden to pass his agenda. It was messy. It's certainly not popular on the back and forth month after month in the Senate, and they had to do it in one big package, Build Back Better, people don't understand because of the filibuster. They couldn't just do it bill by bill. Earl, if they had done the child tax credit, yes or no, child care, making child care affordable, yes or no, right, and paid family medical leave, yes or no, that would have been much more effective. And it would have, if there wasn't a filibuster.
Right.
You see what I mean? Right. If you didn't have to have any. And so, in other words, that is how a Woodrow Wilson, who had the first successful domestic presidency in the New Freedom was the name of his program, and then the person who learned from him, who was in his administration, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the New Deal, who coined it, they did one big initiative at a time, and it became clear who was responsible. How many people know how much Republicans denied them in the last 2 years? They don't. So you add this up, Earl, it's shocking how close this election is. And it tells you the Roe effect in part. There are a lot of very upset people about a constitutional right being taken away undemocratically. But I think also there's this under-the-surface fear that Republicans will take away democracy, the insurrection. I don't think it's at all helpful to them. Not only what happened to Speaker Pelosi's husband, and it could have happened to her, but the way Republicans have responded to it is disgusting, and I think there are swing voters and suburban women who actually are very concerned about that, and it's unsavory to them.
So, Dr.
And
Cray,
so given all of that, we can win this election.
Got to get you all that thought. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And I know, Dr. Craig, you won't mind being usurped for a few minutes to welcome my next guest, the former chair of the National Democratic Party, Mr. Tom Perez. How are you doing, sir?
Your listeners here. 6 days till the weekend.
All right, so you are in Milwaukee right now. You're going to be appearing at Coffee Makes You Black?
Exactly. We're going to be all across the state today, in Milwaukee, over to Madison. We've got all hands on deck right now. This race, as you know, is neck and neck, and it's all about turnout, turnout, turnout. And I remember 2020. I was in Wisconsin in the run-up to the presidential, and people stepped up, and that's how President Biden won Wisconsin by 21,000 votes. You know, Governor Evers won by almost 30,000 last time. We know it's going to be tight this time, but we're confident that we can get out there because he's right on the issues that matter most to people.
So I really want to do this. I would be remiss if I didn't allow Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action here in Milwaukee and across the state, to ask you a question or two because of the work that he's putting in. Dr. Craig, by all means.
Honored to be with you, sir. Glad you're here, helping out, doing what you can. Question is, you've been through a lot of election cycles. What are you seeing that is different this election cycle? I mean, we've always needed to turn out the vote. There's always been very spirited campaigns in the United States, but as you travel the country, what are you seeing is really different this cycle that we should be paying attention to, especially in terms of what people need to do to try to win this election?
Well, I'm heartened everywhere I go by the remarkable turnout. Look across the country, Dr. Craig, whether it's here in Wisconsin or down in Georgia, where they've had record turnout in their early voting. We're seeing across the country that people understand the stakes are high. They understand that reproductive freedom and access to abortion is on the ballot. Frankly, democracy is on the ballot. I know there are a lot of people that are fear-mongering right now, and what I would say to folks in Wisconsin is, I know because I've spent a lot of time here. The election systems here are safe and sound. Your vote will count, but you've got to get out there and exercise that right to vote. That's what it's all about. Turnout, turnout, turnout. If you care about public education, you got to get in there and vote for Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes and Josh Gall. We want to protect our environment. We want to continue to grow the economy and protect health care. The stakes couldn't be greater. And it's very disappointing to me to look across the country and see the fear-mongering, to see the race baiting, to see all of these underhanded tactics, but that's not new. And I am confident here in Wisconsin that Wisconsinites are going to come to the polls like they did in 2020, like they did in 2018, so that we can win this election for Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes and Josh Gall.
So Dr. Craig, again, I would let you ask Mr. Perez Another question, because I think you certainly earned the right with the kind of work that Citizen Action does. Talk a little bit about the networking that you've done in the rural areas of this state, Dr. Craig.
Yeah, and we're on the independent side, if you can imagine. So we can't work with, say, the Democratic Party, but we can compare notes after an election. You know how the law works.
Right.
We run the Democratic National Committee. I was going to say, though, I'm wondering what you say is heartening about the voter enthusiasm, the record early voting in places like Georgia. And I got a master's degree at Georgia, so I have some affinity for the state. What do you think is driving people to do that? I know there's been a lot of hard work that's been done. I mean, Georgia, that's legendary to get people involved in actually voting and taking ownership of their democracy. Do you think that the Republican tactics, all the fear-mongering and the hatred, that there's some boomerang effect there where it just tells all people, people who are of good conscience that they better go and vote because they can't let the country go that direction?
These attacks are in fact boomeranging, and people are coming out in droves because they understand that democracy is on the ballot. Look at what Governor Evers' opponent said about, if I win the election, Republicans will never lose again.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no subtlety there. There's no subtlety there. They want complete control of the state house, the state senate, and the governor's residence so they can turn the clock back. And that is just... If I were a Wisconsin resident, I would already be motivated to vote, but that would be kind of the last straw. And that's why I think you're going to continue to see this remarkable turnout. But and it's not just turnout in Dane County and Milwaukee County. You know, I'm seeing it all across the state, whether you're in rural Wisconsin. You know, farmers are, taking it, they understand that Tony Evers gets their plight. He's look at what his first job was. He understands the economy of Wisconsin, and he understands that health care should be a right for all and not a privilege for a few. He understands that a woman's right to choose should be her right and her right alone. And this is what voters are going to be looking at. And you look at Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is all about feathering his own nest and making sure that he's looking out for rich people. And look what he did. He has been not subtle at all about his desire to get rid of Medicare and Social Security. I mean, my goodness, Wisconsinites who've worked their entire life, if you have Ron Johnson in the Senate with Republican control, that's a terrible outcome. So I think you're absolutely correct, Dr. Craig. These scare tactics are motivating people to come out and vote across this state. But we've got to make sure we continue the momentum and sprint across the finish line.
Well, last thing, Mr. Perez, before you go.
Please call me Tom. It's
Tom,
a lot quicker.
Across the nation, the urban centers and the key importance of them getting out to vote and the reason that the Republicans have done everything within their power to attempt to thwart people in urban centers from voting. How important is it for them to get out to vote?
Well, absolutely. As somebody who had the privilege of leading the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department under President Obama, I spent 24/7 working on issues of voting rights. I watched as Republican-controlled state houses across the country tried to make it harder for eligible people to vote. I think we should have a debate about the issues. I think we're right on a woman's right to choose. I think we're right that we should preserve and strengthen Social Security and Medicare. And we should make sure that everybody has a good job that pays a middle-class wage. But then what we should do is have this debate. Republicans don't believe in those things. So let's then make it as easy as possible for eligible people to vote, and let's make sure those votes count. I have watched time and time again Republican efforts to make it harder, especially for black and brown people to vote. That's unconscionable, Earl. And you see these efforts again. Look at what the Republicans have done to make vote by mail more difficult.
Right.
Vote by mail is safe and sound, and it resulted in record turnout in the middle of a pandemic in 2020. I was busy suing Republicans in Wisconsin in 2020 when I was at the DNC because they were trying to make it harder for every vote to count. That's undemocratic. That is wrong. And if you want to send a message about democracy and what it should be, vote for Tony Evers, vote for Mandela Barnes, vote for Josh Call. That's why I'm here in Wisconsin, and I'm proud to be here. And we know it's going to be close, but I know that Wisconsinites can make sure they put these great Democrats over the top and give Joe Biden what he needs, a majority Democratic Senate. This is a huge seat. We need to get to 52 seats, quite frankly, Earl. I don't want 50. I want 52 because that will give Democrats more leeway to attack the concerns that you've addressed about voting rights so that we can protect the right to vote. We can protect a woman's right to choose. That's what we've got to do.
So thank you very much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to spend with us. Really appreciate it. I'll see you later on at Coffee Makes You Black.
I look forward to it, and get out there and vote, folks.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's so important. Take
thank
care.
You very much.
Have a good day.
Dr. Craig?
That was great. Now I'm mad at the 52 votes in the Senate. We can pass so much more with that.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is amazing to me. Look, this can happen, right? I mean, people didn't think Barack Obama would ever become president of the United States. So people came out through organization and were able to do what was necessary, excuse me, to make something happen that even myself thought would never happen. So it's not inconceivable that if people come out and vote, we can change the headwinds in this race and really change the trajectory of our nation. Is that right?
It's kind of like I talked about how all the headwinds against us in this election, and it's still very, very close. It's like a football game where the lesser team is very close at the end of the game. The closer you get to the end, the more it's like you can pull this off.
Right.
The Badgers can beat Kentucky, right? Or in basketball and football, right, beat Alabama if it's a one-score game at the end. And that's where we're at now, and we're at the end of it. This is where are we going to hit the shot at crunch time, which means everyone not only voting, getting folks out to vote, volunteering, because the actual conversations with people, they cut through, and they're the anecdote to these sleazy TV ads. They're much more impactful. We just have to have enough of them. I've told you, Earl, that our move rate of people Mandela Barnes away from Ron Johnson or undecided is 17% of people we have deep conversations with. We've had a ton of them.
You know, Dr. Craig, I'll tell you, there are times when I get discouraged, and because, you know, when you're doing radio, you have to go through all these different sites and go through all of these things, and you see all the money that's being spent, and there are times as I've been looking in Georgia and Pittsburgh and Las Vegas and other places where you say, well, even if Mandela wins, you know, Ohio and other places, all those things are a toss-up. But if it's a toss-up, like, I mean, that's, you got a 50-50 shot at it, and that's all you can ask, right?
Well, I mean, if you're the underdog, you're doing great.
Yeah,
right? You're in the game, and you'd hate to leave it on the table. Right. And that's why the 6 days matter so much, not only voting personally, but it's what we can do. Think about your social networks. Think about that cousin or uncle or aunt or nephew or niece that might not vote. Right. You're not sure they're going to vote. Make sure you talk to them. I mean, you're much more influential with them than these TV ads. And so I think we all need to do our part. I think if you can volunteer, Citizen Action is one of many groups doing it, but we're doing deep canvassing, both phone banking and door-to-door all over the state. Would love to have more volunteers. Others are doing that as well. The other opportunities, campaigns are doing that as well. The point is really to do your part.
And wouldn't you say, Dr. Craig, that every single vote counts when 11,000 votes determine, you know, who the president of the United States was going to be, basically in the state like Wisconsin, I mean, city of Milwaukee and other places. I mean, every single vote does count, right? It matters.
In Wisconsin, the elections are so close, every vote counts. In Wisconsin, the votes count more. People in New York and California would love to have our influence on the national balance of power. So we're privileged in that way to really have an influence on American politics and on what is possible to do. We just need to do our part. We all need to pull together.
We've got to go to a break.
Community.
And we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And that rhyme or rapper that you heard right before we came back on air is none other than Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Dr. Craig, these 6 days are going to fly by. We're almost, you know, to half of the sixth day. And so the army that has to be amassed, you know we can do it because Obama got elected, right? What would you ask of our listening audience? They may think that I can't do anything, or they may ask the question, what can I do in these final days? What would you say to them?
I think there's a big range of things folks can do. The best thing is to volunteer, either go out on doors or to do it on the phone. We do both of them at Citizen Action Wisconsin, and we have a virtual phone bank where you get to talk to a lot of people because there's a rapid dialer, and you're trained up, you know, on how to have these deeper conversations. Some people don't have the time to do that or can't do that. Though I got to tell you, if you're just anxiety and fear, you get over it pretty quick once you're well trained and you start talking to folks. But then I talked about your own social networks. I mean, you have access to folks in your friendship network and your family networks that you have influence with. And I think there's probably a much larger people you can influence who might not vote, you know, like young people in your life, for example. People are off in college somewhere in Wisconsin. You just want to make sure, you know, they're busy, they're living the college student life, to make sure they go and vote, right? But there may also be people who you know who are on the fence, and your, you know, closing arguments would be helpful. So that is a vote. And as you point out, every vote counts, Earl. You can support organizations that are doing this so they have the resources. Citizen Action Wisconsin, the organization I lead, is one of them, but there are many others doing this work, and of course there are campaigns. I just think there's a lot that people can do. We just can't be spectators, right? I think there's something everyone can do, right? Maybe you can't go out and you have a disability, but you can volunteer to help out at the canvas location, make sure people, you know, have coffee and donuts before they go out, right? In other words, there are lots of ways to be helpful here. I think it takes a village, and this is how the ants defeat the elephant in the African proverb. They team up and they work together.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is always better to have left it in the ring to have done everything that you possibly could to prevent what many of us know if it winds up the other way. You know, not having done everything within your power to try to prevent that, because, you know, we know what's in the minds of some already. And so rather than say, what can we do after the massacre, right? Do something to prevent the massacre, and you got a much better chance of not having to suffer the pain that once the massacre begins, we know what the outcome of that is going to be.
I think the disease prevention model here is key. You'd rather prevent the cancer than have to deal with it, right?
Yes.
And that there is a cancer in the hard democracy, and we need to cure it early. And I mean, it's gone a little bit of ways. I think the cancer's there, but I don't think it's terminal yet. It could become terminal very easily if we don't do our part.
Let's go, Eric, quickly from Tulsa. Quickly, Eric. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello. I have a quick question for Dr. Craig. In 2020, we we had record turnouts and all that stuff. And I know it's a presidential election, but let's all remember we did all of that without any physical canvassing, basically. And I'm wondering if he's recognizing, or maybe in, you know, these early balloting or something, if we're seeing any kind of an additional bump to actually 2020 because of the fact that we can actually go out and, you know, knock doors again, which I'm doing as well. So, you know, I'm trying to do my best, but I'm just wondering if there's actually any kind of relative bump that they're seeing from that, you know, or can sense.
It's a great question as always, Eric. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Thank you.
Hard to tell. I think there may well be. What we can't obviously take that for granted. I think you make a great point. I would point out there's a huge difference, and you know this, I'm sure, between a presidential election and a midterm. There are a lot of people only vote in the presidential. And so part of our task here, since those are voters, we get those folks to vote in the midterm. And that is how Republicans have won a lot of these midterm elections. With hatred and division, they've been able to turn out more people than we have. And so I think all the door canvassing that we're doing, you're right, it's much, in 2020 was differential. We, on our side, listened to the science. They didn't. They kept doing more in person than we did because they were heedless. And now we're evening the score on that. But I think that's possible. Let's not assume that. I think that we also have not seen this kind of hatred on the airwaves. We don't know to what extent that can juice their turnout even higher.
So, Dr. Craig, before we get out of here, what's the number that somebody can call if they want to get engaged?
You can call our general number, 414-476-4501. It's easier to go to our website, CincinnatiActionWI.org, or our Facebook or Twitter or Instagram feeds where you can get information. But you can leave a message at that number, and we will get back to you.
Well, Dr. Craig, as always, man, great information. It goes too fast.
Well, let's see. Stay tuned. Buckle your seatbelts, Earl.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much for the call. We'll talk again next week.
Hopefully with good news.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. I want to thank everybody who made the show go, as always. A special thanks to Tom Perez, former chair of the Democratic Party. And kind of thank you. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Get out and enjoy the weather. See you later.